It was the coolest experience like of my life. It was so empowering. It was special, and even 6 years on, something I still am like, when I went there and did that thing. And I think it was a huge confidence boost when I came back for me to have the confidence to do anything that I wanted to do.
That was seasoned solo traveler Georgia reflecting on her first big trip alone. 3 months of backpacking at just 20 years old. Georgia, like many, is part of a fast-growing demographic of solo female travellers, with research from tourism analyst group Mabrian revealing 14% of women who travel are travelling alone. It begs the question, what is it about solo female travel that so many participate in? Griffith University lecturer in tourism, Dr. Elaine Yang, explains the driving force behind women travelling solo.
They yearn for this journey of self-discovery, a journey of growth, because traveling alone can be it's very exciting, but it can also be challenging as well.
Of course, without overanalyzing, not all women necessarily set off for an eat, pray, love experience. However, this doesn't mean travel can't create transformative experiences organically.
A lot of women came back from solo travel felt that either their life perspective has changed, they have broadened their horizon, the way they think have changed. So it is a growth.
With the many motivations which make solo travel so inviting, there are many barriers which hold women back from exploring these opportunities. Safety concerns are at the forefront for female travellers, as Dr. Elaine Yang's research has explored.
The gendered risk, as I call it in my research, is something that can present a pretty significant psychological barrier for women to travel alone.
These perceived gender risks revolve around a spectrum of uncertainties for women.
Things such as sexual harassment, including catcalling, unwanted gaze, unsolicited attention to something that's more severe or more serious, such as sexual assault.
As traveling alone may be circumstantial, it can seem daunting, but a solo trip doesn't necessarily mean you have to be alone. Solo traveler Georgia reflects on her own experiences by herself.
It was interesting because I went over there solo, but when I was over there, I was only alone on moments when I wanted to be alone. Like the rest of the time, there were so many people around that I met through bus about and hostels. And I think that just made me, like being a solo traveler just made me so much more open to meeting people and like creating connections.
The tourism landscape is changing, as Dr. Elaine Yang explains, with new products in the tourism market aimed at solo travelers who can get the best of both worlds.
Group tours could be a good solution for people who are like, I don't have anyone to travel with me, but I want to travel, but I'm a bit worried and a bit scared. Then I can join a group. And by joining a group, I can also meet other solo travelers like myself, and I can also socialize while having my me time.
There are so many layers to solo female travel, and it's important to note that solo female travel is an umbrella term with a diversity of experiences that come under this. With what has been broadly explored, overwhelmingly, women now more than ever are traveling solo, creating a permanent space in the tourism industry, which is constantly evolving. Dr. Elaine Yang encourages women who are curious of the world of solo travel to understand the barriers, but still take that leap.
I would encourage all women, if you have an interest in solo travel, don't let the fear, the uncertainty stop you. Yes, we have to recognize and acknowledge that the world is not safe for women. Gender-based violence is still a big thing, and also depending on where you're traveling to. But make informed decisions. Do your research. Know yourself. Have your backup plan. Be prepared. Don't let that stop you, but I want you to be bold, be courageous, be adventurous, but also take informed risks.